Just hours after New York's airports opened yesterday, they were abruptly shut down. They closed after FBI officials arrested a man last night and detained several others for questioning in New York airports. Authorities feared they may have been planning more terrorist attacks. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
According to an FBI official, the man arrested was carrying identification from a flight school in Vero Beach, Florida. That's the same school where the terrorists involved in the attacks are thought to have gone for training. New York's police commissioner, Bernard Carrick, told reporters last night that the man was carrying false ID. The man allegedly used that ID to try to board a flight departing Kennedy International Airport. There are conflicting reports about the event. The Washington Post claims the men were in two groups, that they carried knives and had open tickets to U.S. cities dated Tuesday, the day of the attacks. But a New York City police spokesperson said early this morning that only four people had been detained in addition to the arrest, and that all four were released. Earlier in the day, President Bush placed a phone call to New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and Governor George Pataki. "I want to tell you how sad America is for the people of New York City," he said. After hanging up, Mr. Bush spoke with reporters. Once, he seemed to fight back tears.
"Through the tears of sadness, I see an opportunity. You know, make no mistake about it, this nation is sad. But we're also tough and resolute. And now's an opportunity to do generations a favor by coming together and whipping terrorism, hunting it down, finding it, and holding them accountable."
Any military action by the U.S. may be weeks or months away, but President Bush made it clear that fighting terrorism was now the focus of his administration. "Now that war has been declared on us," he said, "we will lead the world to victory." The Gulf War seemed to promise that battles could be won quickly and decisively, but Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz yesterday made it clear this conflict would involve more than airstrikes.
"I think one has to say it's not just simply a matter of capturing people and holding them accountable, but removing the sanctuaries, removing the support systems, ending states who sponsor terrorism, and that's why it has to be a broad and sustained campaign. It's not going to stop if a few criminals are taken care of."
The U.S. has tried to take out individuals before, notably Cuba's Fidel Castro. But shortly after, President Ford issued an executive order forbidding U.S. agents to carry out assassinations. Yesterday, Senator Evan Bayh suggested that there might be a way around that. NPR's Daniel Shore asked him if there was talk about relaxing the restriction. Bayh said yes.
"The question is whether the president and the agencies have enough latitude, shall we say, to deal with contingencies that confront us without overtly rescinding that directive. So that's a fancy way of saying, yes, it's being talked about, but the more you look at it, the more you may think that enough flexibility currently exists."
The administration publicly stated yesterday that Osama bin Laden was a prime suspect in the investigation. Secretary of State Colin Powell avoided saying the man's name. He spoke only of a man in the region of Pakistan. A reporter finally asked him if he meant bin Laden, and Powell said yes. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.